Good morning, everyone. Today is the 17th of November. Mark and I are going to be covering the 19th chapter of John today, probably one of the most profound verses in the whole Bible. Is recorded when Christ declares in the 30th verse, "It is finished." He wasn't just talking about his physical life being finished, because his physical life wasn't finished, because he's eternal. A lot of people misinterpret that. They say, well, he's just talking about the fact that his life is over. No, his life was not over. Jesus Christ is from the everlasting to everlasting. He's talking about his work being finished. The work that he was sent down here to do from the ivory palaces of glory. What was the purpose of him coming into this sin-cursed world? The purpose was to save his people from their sins, and that's what he did, and that's why he said, "It is finished." Now, we have the record of his crucifixion, even from the point of where Pilate had Jesus scourged, from the time that the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns on his head, put him in a purple robe, mocked him, called him the King of the Jews, smote him with their hands. Pilate even told him that he didn't find any fault in him. Pilate just was doing the thing that was politically correct for his own position. Well, of course, the Jews said that Jesus Christ proclaimed himself the Son of God, and for that reason he deserved death. Well, Jesus Christ was the Son of God. You know. Remember, Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you a king?" And Jesus says, "For this reason came I into the world." And, Pilate said, "I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee." And what did Jesus tell him? "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given from thee above." There is a lesson in the sovereignty of God, is there not? Well, Pilate sought to release him, but they were accusing Pilate of not being Caesar's friend if he released Christ, because Christ was proclaiming himself as a king. So they took him and they crucified him. And we have the record that he was crucified among two thieves. And Pilate wrote a title, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." And, of course, the Jews didn't like that either. They wanted to say, "I am the King of the Jews." Jesus, they said, "Right, not the King of the Jews, but he said, I'm the King of the Jews." And Pilate said, "What I've written, I've written." And anyway, they also even parted his raiment, cast lots for his raiment. And it gives a record of the fact that Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, and Mary Magdalene, all were there. And Jesus Christ recognized his mother from the cross and said to the disciple John, "Behold, thy mother," I think, proclaiming to John that he should take care of his mother. From a physical standpoint, we have the record of the vinegar being given to Christ. It was right after he took the vinegar that he said it's finished and gave up the ghost. And then, of course, we have the final, the other rest remaining of the how the Christ died. The other two thieves, their bodies were broken to bring about a quicker death, but Christ, his bones were not broken to fulfill Scripture, as well as the fact that he had already died. And we have a record of the soldier taking and piercing his side, and out came blood and water. And again, there was a scripture that says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And then, of course, they got Joseph of Arimathea. He came to Pilate and sought that he might take the body of Jesus. And so Pilate gave him leave. He took the body of Jesus. And, of course, we know that it was placed in a borrowed tomb, And then we have the record of Nicodemus. This is the one who came to Jesus by night. He actually, Nicodemus, brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, signifying that Nicodemus was a believer in Christ. They took the body of Jesus, they wound it in linen clothes with spices. That was the way the Jews prepared bodies for burial. And then that's pretty much the story of the crucifixion, or the account of the story of the crucifixion in this 19th chapter of John. I'm going to turn it over and have Mark read it again. And, you know, we see so many different aspects of the absolute sovereignty of God in this, not only in the fact that Christ told Pilate he would have no power over him, but the fact that Christ himself proclaimed that his work was finished when he died on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary.
John chapter 19. And Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns, the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto him, "Behold the man." When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." Pilate therefore heard that saying, was more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. And saith Pilate unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, to have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, there are not Caesar's friend, whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." Pilate therefore heard that say he brought Jesus forth, and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called a pavement, but in the Hebrew Gabbatha. So preparation of the Passover in about the sixth hour, and saith unto the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto him, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Delivered he him therefore unto him to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. He bearing his cross went forth in a place called the Place of the Skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him on either side of one, and Jesus in the midst. Jesus wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." This title then read many of the Jews for the place Jesus was crucified. It was nigh in the city. It was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, "Write not the King of the Jews," but he said, "I am King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." And the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier apart. Also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots." These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, saith unto his mother, "Behold thy son," and saith he to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." From that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews, therefore, because it was a preparation, the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. For that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and the other which was crucified with him. When they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. One of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. He saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that he might believe. For these things were done, and the scriptures shall be fulfilled, the bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, "They shall look on him who they pierced." And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus, and there came also Nicodemus. When the first time came Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight, that took away the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes and the spices, and the manner of the Jews to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and the garden a new sepulchre wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, the sepulchre was nigh at hand.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Well, this is a great and grand story of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ for his people. God bless.